Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're discussing our cadence of accountability. Now, I point to this time and time again to the number one thing that has led to my success and us creating a portfolio valued at over $250 million. This goes back to 2006, 2007. I was getting my sales career started in the pharmaceutical industry, and ultimately I found that my weeks went much better when I was extremely planned out and disciplined starting Monday morning. Out and disciplined, this routine that's been going on now for 15 years, I guess, something like that for myself. And it's stayed the same in many ways. I'm going to hold it up real quick. Right here, cardstock. It used to sit next to me in the car. I had, you know, the 5 days across the week and then the weekends on the back. And I knew exactly where I was going. Now, again, I had the week planned out in a spreadsheet, but I didn't have to open up my computer every time. Think of the NFL coaches on the sideline looking at the wristband, calling the plays in. This is how my weeks have run for the last 15 years. And it's the number one contributor, I believe, to my success. And it started back in my high step repping days. And I think one of the biggest things is that it reduces decision fatigue. I'm never thinking about, you know, hey, am I going here? Am I going there? And most days I work from home, but this week, for example, I've been all over the place, downtown and back a million times to the offices, and it was the one thing that kept together offices, and it was that much movement my week, but kept me on the rails, and it kept me going. So that's the number one thing for me, but the GDAD is going to tell you how we do it.
You were a little cranky this week, weren't you? Not shopping.
I'm still
around,
cranky,
going back,
Gino.
And forth. You were.
Dude, that's the number one reason. Man. I'm a creature of habit. Don't get me out of my cocoon here.
I try to bring a little smile to his face, but I think Jake has really missed a lot of what the cadence of accountability has turned into us as an organization. And we'll even chunk it down to, he sold me and my wife to do a weekly L10 meeting on Sundays. I'm like, dude, I got to get on a call with my wife.
I sold them hard too. There was a total sales call. Yeah.
And it's funny because I was sitting in the room. I'm ready to do a podcast. And all of a sudden he hears me complaining with my wife. We got a podcast. What are we doing on? And he's like, Julia, you got to do a weekly L10 meeting. I'm like, oh no, please don't talk to her. And she's like, tell me more. So he goes on, he says, you know what?
She was like, done. She was just like, done. It's happening.
She's like, every week we sit down. I speak to my wife. This is what we need to do. Are we going out on Friday night for dinner? Do we have tickets to go see a comedy show? When's the nanny coming in? What does homeschool look like? Are we going on vacation? What do we need to do? And actually, it really was helpful for me this week because guess what? I went yesterday to get our passports done for the kids. And that was on the schedule. Kept getting on. We finally said to ourselves, let's lock it in, put in a date. And it saved us a lot of time.
Because of the system, baby. Woo!
And more importantly, Jake, you said it. And you don't do meetings just to do meetings. You do meetings to create value for your life. I didn't have to get into a fight with my wife about going to the passport. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. It didn't creep up on us and go, oh, wow, March 5th, they expire. Let's run to the – no, we were actually proactive. Yeah,
our asses are on fire. Who's going to do it? Frantic.
Yeah. And that's how we all live. We all live with our asses on fire sometimes, and it just happens. But how do we try to limit that? And that's why, to me, this podcast, this show is so important because even talking about a cadence – of accountability is your rhythms. What kind of rhythms do you have in life? I think the first thing you should start is with your own personal rhythm. How does it work for yourself? I like to do it daily, or at the end of the day, I'll figure out what I have to do the next day. I will do it on the weekends to figure out what my week looks like. But then daily, I like to be checking in and I like to have a journal. What is the number one thing that I need to do today? That's what I like to conquer as well. And then I also like to talk about what other things are important. But what we start out with when you're starting out and you're creating an organization, it's not just Jake and Gino in the basement doing some videos, but you have a real company. You might have bought one or two units and you start scaling up. This is why it's important to start before you actually have 100 units. So you get into that rhythm. The first thing that we love to do was that daily huddle in the morning. When we first started, I was like, another thing, that word resistance pops up, right? You know, Stephen Pressfield, one of my boys, I love Stephen Pressfield, love me some War of Art. He's like, when you feel that resistance, you know you're onto something. You know you need to do it. I'm like, I can't get on 8:45 every morning. It's a pain in the neck. Build that habit. Even if it's just with you and a maintenance tech, or you're a property manager, or just you by yourself, have a daily accountability of yourself. What we do on our team, we get on at 8:45. We talk about yesterday's wins. Then we talk about today's daily activities, and then we have any stucks or challenges. The whole team gets on, and instead of sending emails throughout the day, and you go to Asana or Slack or whatever any of those other crappy sites are that you need to use, it's on. We talk about it during the day. We don't have to waste time. Oh, Michelle, you need to send out this email. Oh, who's going to be on Closures Club? We're talking about it in the morning so it doesn't get bubbled up throughout the day and it just kills you throughout the day. That daily huddle is so important. We do it Tuesday through Fridays because on Mondays, once a week, we do our weekly huddles, which is with our executive team. And that's so important because we have different entities, different organizations. We have the property management company. We have the syndication company. We have the education company. And since we're building that enduring organization and it's what we call multifaceted, they all work together. They'll need to know what's going on. So that weekly huddle is so important. We talk about the Rockefeller habits. We talk about our BHAGs. Then we have our key performance indicators on there. We have our quarterly priorities on there as well. Holding each other accountability, right? There's the cadence. We're meeting, but we're also holding each other accountable through these rhythms. Now from that weekly huddle, I'll let Jake talk about it in the days. The quarterly priorities, we meet every quarter to do this. Now everyone's saying, well, I can't do that. I'm by myself. We didn't wake up one day and incorporate all of this in one shot. We incorporated it slowly. We got coached on. We invested in our education. In our previous podcast, we're talking about baby money soldiers. Take some of those baby money soldiers, invest in a scaling up on how to scale up your organization. That quarterly priority is really important, that meeting. We spend the whole day, 9 a.m. to 3:30, 4 p.m., knocking out what we just tried to accomplish in the previous quarter, seeing what worked, and then setting 4 to 5 priorities for the next quarter. A priority is anything that takes more than 8 hours. And then from getting those priorities, you start chunking down the tasks that you need to do. And then you put one person accountable for each priority. Because if you have more than one person accountable, then nobody's accountable. And I'm trying to think of, there's so many other rhythms that we have in there. I think Jake.
Yeah, I'll just chunk it down real quick and simple here. So as Gino mentioned, we have the quarterly planning meeting, which is everything starts and feeds off of that. Dictates what you're going to do. And then we have weekly touch points with direct reports. So for myself, I have a weekly touch point with the regionals, the COO, yes, property managers, and we're, you know, basically going through same thing. There's an L10 document. Hey, here's your quarterly priorities. Here's your weekly tasks. And then there's rhythms built into those. Like, hey, week 2, we look at budgets. Week 3, we look at delinquencies. And this is just, it's the same thing. And guys, this is what it boils down to. It's discipline and consistency over time will grow your wealth, okay? And having this cadence, you don't have to think. You wake up Monday morning, you follow the yellow brick road, and you look at it the night before. Before I go to bed, I look and see what's coming the next day. It puts me at ease because I know what's happening. I'm not guessing, oh, is that happening tomorrow? No, it's in the subconscious, and I'm moving forward. And the way I set it up is at the top going across, I have it right here. I have different things that I'm doing. So I have, for example, social media check-ins. These are the meals that I'm having throughout the day. Am I meditating? Am I doing cardio that day? Am I stretching? Podcast audiobooks that I listen to, and gratitude. So that all happens in the morning, gets checked across the top. I got a fitness tracker at the bottom, and everything else is chunked in the middle of the day. Saturday and Sunday go on the back, and I have a spot for things that got missed or notes. And then then Sunday comes, and how do you set the week up? Pull all the main meetings from the Google Calendar. They go on this. Anything that got missed from the week before goes on this. And then I have other things that I look at for, you know, our family huddle and different vacations and things. Those all get embedded into it, and I don't have to think. I follow the Yellow Brick Road, less decision fatigue. And today I'm wearing a different sweatshirt than I normally do on the podcast, but typically I wear the same shirt every time. But I got two of them, and I try to alternate.
That's what happens. You get a little cranky. You start changing up the wear.
I had to bust out the Carhartt today. You know, that's what
we're doing. Get the pink on. The pink makes you look a little bit happier. So maybe you should wear a little pink sometimes. But yeah, Jake, I want to touch on that weekly L10 that you talked about, because I just had a weekly meeting with Michelle. And for everybody out there, you need to have a weekly meeting dedicated with all of your team members because it's so important. On ours, we have our yearly goals. Then we have the quarterly priorities. Then we have the weekly to-dos.
And they can be 20 minutes. These don't have to be stupid long meetings. Do what matters and get the hell out of there.
Yes. And on that document, what Jake and I like to do is we put something called the parking lot, because we come up with ideas. And if there's something that comes up, throw it on there. Even during the week, I'm always looking for podcast guests, whether it's for the Movers and Shakers show or for the Jake and Gino. I'll put a name down there for her to research and for her to look at. So then when we get on, I'm like, oh, did you book that guest?
Don't have to email her throughout the week. You can just go onto the document and put it as discussion point for the week. That's beautiful. Yes.
I love that. And we're talking about creating a new media kit. for Julie and Gino. We're talking about getting more guests. We're looking at what we call a step and repeat, one of those banners. All of these little nonsense things that when we're doing Getting Things Done by David Allen, they all sit in your brain and you get nervous, that ambient energy. You feel stressed out. Why?
Ooh,
well, we're trying to reduce
big vocabulary.
You like that, huh, baby? I'm bringing it for you today. You get rid of it in your mind and you put it on a piece of paper and it's there. So when the week comes up, you're not thinking about it. You're like, oh, did we get something on this? And the best thing about it is you strike it out. And then you continue to add to that doc. Whenever you have an idea, and each one of the team members has it. We have one for the sales team. We have one for the director of customer relations. We have one for Johnny G. Big shout out to Johnny G, the ops manager. We have one for Michelle. And we have one for Dewey, who's the editor. We have one for marketing. And it seems like, well, there's a lot of meetings here. But like Jake said, they're 20 minutes once a week. How many hours does it save me? And how much stress does it save me not thinking about all these tasks where I can throw them on there? And what's even great about it is our members, team members, can be proactive. They can put ideas on there. They can share thoughts, and it empowers them to say, oh, wow, I need to get this done. Or here, I have an idea. Let me share an idea with you.
So go to Staples, get you some cardstock, and get your life in gear. You know, that's how we roll, baby. So guys, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.